Action sells these in Germany. There are several versions of them. They started with ESP826-based plugs and switched to Becken chips at some point. The early ones had screws to open. The cases of the later ones, like this here, are just clicked together. Here is a detailed teardown and open Becken flashing guide. Device information. PCB label, WP02GEF, 2023-08-04. BKN chip, BKN7231N. BKN board, CB2S. It looks like this. To open it, use a slim blade and put it about 5 millimeters inside to pry it open. This is how it looks inside. Here's the pinout of the CB2S board. To flash it, we need to connect our FTDI USB programmer to the pins 3 volts, ground, RX, TX, and a cable to CEN so that we can connect that to ground to get into program mode. I soldered some DuPont cables to these pins, like this. It's not pretty, but it works, and it's just temporary. I desolder these after flashing anyway. My FTDI USB programmer is set to 3,3 via jumper, and I connected it like this. FTDI CB2S VCC 3,3 ground, ground, RX, TX, TX, RX, and a loose cable to CEN of the CB2S. We need to short it to ground later to start flashing. I used the GUI BKN flash tool from here. https://github/openshayprojects/bk7231/GUI/flash-tool. Connect your FTDI USB programmer to your PC and start the flash tool. Select the following, the correct COM port. Here it is, COM4. The chip type, CB2S, uses BK7231N. The firmware you want to flash. You can download the latest firmware with the button Download Latest from Web, which I did. You can get firmwares from here too, and put them in the firmwares folder of the flash tool. I did not change anything else. Now you can do a backup of the firmware, which I highly recommend, because you get the GPIO pins the plug is using, which need to be configured later for it to work properly. So click Do Firmware Backup, Read Only. It looks like in the above screenshot. Now touch very briefly the loose cable from CEN to the ground pin, and the backup should start. It looks like that. After that is finished successfully, you get this window showing the extracted GPIO config. Copy and paste this information into a text editor. We need that later. Now we flash the Open Becken firmware. Click Do Firmware Write, No Backup. Now again touch, very briefly, the loose cable from CEN to the ground pin, and it should start flashing. Congrats, we have successfully flashed Open Becken. We still power it from the FTDI programmer via USB. Now connect to the access point that is created, and open 192.168.4.1 in your web browser to get to the Open Becken web UI. There is no on-off button yet, because we have to configure the correct pins for the relay. Button and LED first. Click on Config, and you get to this page. Then click on Configure Wi-Fi and Web to connect it to your Wi-Fi network. Should be self-explanatory. I won't go into detail here. After that, the chip will connect to your Wi-Fi and get an IP address via DHCP. So look in your router's web UI which IP it uses now. Then connect to your Wi-Fi and open the new IP in your web browser. Now it's time to remove the soldered cables by desoldering them. After that, check if your solder connections to the CB2S board are still good and not shorted or so. Put everything back into the plug case and close it correctly by pushing the two halves together again. You can plug it into mains now and power it from there. Reconnect via web browser again to finish the configuration. I switch to my PC now, so the screenshots are bigger from here on. Click on Configure Module to set up GPIO pins. We got the following info extracted before, after doing the backup. Device configuration, as extracted from Tuya. BL0937 cell on P11, button channel 1 on P7, LED channel 1 on P6, BL0937VI on P24, Wi-Fi LED on P10, BL0937ELE on P26, Relay Channel 1 on P8. Device seems to be using CB2S module, which is using BK7231N, and the Tuya section starts as usual at 2023-424. This is the translate. I gave my plug a better name in config, configure names, especially to use it in Home Assistant later under.